Marco Gomez is one of the founding members, and can I say part of the furniture of Prime Circle? And he joins me on the line today. Marco, first of all, a very warm welcome to the show. It's good to have you on the line, and thanks for agreeing under rather difficult circumstances to come and have a chat with me. How are you, brother?
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Always a pleasure to chat with you.
Yeah, thanks, bro. This press release came across my WhatsApp yesterday, and it's taken me almost 18 hours to kind of reach out. But if I might just read the first opening paragraph, says Prime Circle, one of South Africa's most celebrated rock bands, is undergoing a significant transition. With Prime Circle and singer Ross Learmonth parting ways. Prime Circle remains resolute in its commitment to continue creating music and entertaining its dedicated fan base. I'm going to leave the press release stuff there, and I want to get into your brain and find out. I mean, first of all, everyone listening wants to know, what the hell is happening, Marco?
You know, it's been 23 years, or going on 23 years, that we've been practically married to one another. You see each other on the road every single other day, and it's been a long time, and we've had an absolutely amazing time. But it really got to a point where we wanted different things and different results from the music industry and life, I guess. And we obviously tried to find balance in those things, but unfortunately, we chose to follow different paths. And, Prime Circle has always been very dear to myself and the remaining members. Not to say that it's not dear to Ross, but, it's something that we felt we wanted to continue with. We wanted to keep it going. And it's touched so many people's lives, and it's been a soundtrack to their lives. So it's important for us to keep the ship going, and that's something that was very dear to us, and we wanted to, just not stop the motion of the machine.
I've got to be careful when I say this. I saw something was amiss when Ross released his own stuff without the band. And as much as we loved it, and we love it, we also love Prime Circle, and we know you as exactly what you said in the beginning of this interview, as a family. You literally were married to each other for so many years, and I kind of saw something going on there. I was like, hang on a minute, because Ross was off playing in a separate playground there. Am I wrong in saying that that's when things kind of started to show themselves as being different from what they were for the past 20-odd years?
It might have been the start of things. However, I think we all know it's important for each member to have different outlets, whether it is in the music industry or separate from the music industry. So, it was one of those things that, sometimes as a songwriter, and Russell, tend to agree on this, that sometimes when your creative outlet is not really aligning with what the band that you're playing in. So it was important for him to explore different avenues, and not only he's done it, Neil also has done the same thing, and Dale did the same thing. And that was all fine. I think everybody understood that it's important that you got to be able to do that. I think, it really came into play when we were obviously just trying to find that balance between, having those external projects, whether it may be in the music industry or just in other related industries, and finding the balance between that and Prime Circle. And I think it was very important to have that correct balance. And I think, as life goes and things progress, we couldn't find that balance, and we were just battling, and as time progressed, to find the correct balance of, what do you give to A and B, and I think that's where the difficulty started coming in, from every party, but as it is, obviously with Ross's solo career, so it was obviously tough decisions because, like I say, we family, and we've been part of each other's lives for so long. But you've got to obviously find what's in the end of the day best for you and your own family, and best for the brand, the company, and all of that kind of thing.
Mm.
And you know, something we chose was like I say, you know, to pursue this with this machine. You know,
Marco, you're part of a generation. You know this, but there are people listening to this interview who have grown up with Prime Circle, with every release of every album that you've done, going to your gigs, listening to your music, knowing who each individual band member is. It's going to be a hell of a tough act now to replace literally the voice, and I mean that in terms of vocals, of Ross with somebody else. Where do you even begin?
Look, it's nuts. We know Ross has a very distinctive, he's a great front man, a great vocalist. I think the way we try to view this was not to find a replacement for Ross. It was to find somebody that would be Prime Circle's new front man. And he will not be Ross, and Ross will not be him. And there are different individuals, and we need to accept that and understand that and appreciate that, you know. But for us, it is also more just about the music, taking this music that's touched so many lives and take the music forward and you know, and do the best we can to do that. So it is a tough thing trying to find somebody that everybody's going to love. And you know, it is definitely something that's a challenge for us.
Mm.
But, you know, for us, it's like I said, you know, we're not going in with that mindset. We are going in with the mindset of, let's find Prime Circle's new front man. And it's got nothing to do with trying to be better or worse or taller or shorter or, you know, anything of that nature. We're just trying to find something that can do the music that people have learned to grow and love, to do it justice.
I know it's early days and the cut is still fresh, but are you looking for a new front member already? Am I doing auditions?
We are doing auditions. We are hoping to do an announcement early in the new year of who the person may be. We have been chatting to, you know, the lovely thing about the music industry in South Africa is, you know, we know everybody in the music industry. Mm. And everybody knows us.
Mm.
And it's been overwhelming with the amount of messages and mails of all phenomenal, phenomenal frontmen and phenomenal vocalists that's come out of the woodworks in the last 24 hours. So it's nice to see, you know, the love and to feel the love from other musicians.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think, you know, as I said earlier on, it's not just finding a great singer, because there's a lot of great singers out there, but it's about finding Prime Circle's frontman. And that means a lot more than just to our fans. It's also, for us, it's important because, you know, this is a person that we're going to be sharing our lives with moving forward and moments and special moments, you know, for that matter. So it's important that we find a brother that we can share that with, you know, first and foremost before anything else. So, yes, this definitely is a not an easy task, but one that we are looking forward to and one that we really, really want to face and be excited for the new challenges ahead of us.
Marco, it goes without saying that December's a busy period for musicians across the world. You capitalize on people on holiday, playing gigs, etc. This is going to leave a very noticeable silence from Prime Circle. I'm assuming you've had to cancel all Prime Circle gigs because of Ross's departure.
No, not necessarily. You know, so we, Ross's departure is actually only sort of towards the end of 2023. We still got some commitments that we have that we're fulfilling up until then. And New Year's been, you know, one of them. We got two amazing shows in New Year's in Fletcher and in Meisner, two wonderful outdoor shows. And, you know, that's sort of going to be the final of that chapter, at least for now. That's the final of the chapter. So we're not completely out of the public eye as yet, but obviously come 2023, December 31st at midnight, that'll be it, you know.
Mm. Are you guys still getting on? It's a hell of a personal question, but everyone wants to know. I mean, is there still camaraderie?
You know... we all do get along. Obviously, you know, when it comes to business, it's just like anything. When you have different of opinions, you know, sometimes you butt head on those opinions, and we will obviously have those opinions on just on many things, exit strategies, and you know, all of those kind of things. But apart from that, you know, we professional. We do what we do. You know, there's people paying money to come and watch, so we'll give them the best performance. We don't shy away from any of those kind of things. We try and remain professional as possible. But yeah, you know, like I said, you know, when you've been business partners and partners for so many years, it's very normal to sort of butt heads about certain, you know, minor things that maybe to the outside world it's not great things, but for us it might be little things that just, you know. But for the most part, we are okay with one another, and we're amicable to one another, which is most important. But I do think that obviously, you know, everything that's happening right now does sort of amplify emotions.
Yeah.
And you know, once the dust settles, as I say, I think, you know, we'll look back and it was just something that we all felt that it needed to be done at the time, you know.
What's Ross going to do?
Ross himself?
Yeah, I mean, is he going to continue pursuing his solo career?
So that, you know, that was, you know, part of our differences, you know. So Ross wants to continue with that, and I think he wants to continue with it more more seriously and more aggressively. And you know, his first album that went out has done well, and I think he wants to continue pushing the second album and so on and so on. So I think that's where his focus right now is. He will continue with you know, Ross Learmonth projects moving forward, and solo career and so forth.
Marco, it goes without saying, but I'm going to say it anyway. You are so loved, all of you. The band, the name, the music, the brand, the performances, and all of the stuff that goes with it. My heart is heavy. I'm not going to lie to you. My heart is heavy that there's a split. I'm going to leave it there, other than to say I'm just wishing all the love and happiness that can come, because you guys are amazing as individuals and as a band, and I really wish you all the good things for 2024 and beyond. Good luck with this difficult time, and man, buddy, I really appreciate you taking the time to be so candid with me in such a setting. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You know, just to end off, you know, it's been emotional for us too. You know, like, as I mentioned earlier on, our kids have grown up knowing each other, you know, knowing uncles in the band, you know, and so on. So it's been also very emotional for us. It hasn't been decisions that we've taken lightly. It's been decisions that sort of, you know, come to a point where we just had to find what's best for everybody individually and as a company as a whole, you know. So it's been very, very difficult for us also, but we just want to wish everybody the best and just hope, you know, the decisions that everybody's made is the right ones, and Prime Circle will always be Prime Circle, you know, and we hope we can do it justice moving forward.
All right, buddy. Thanks for your time. It really means a lot. If you want to go and find out more about what is happening December time, I'm assuming that all the stuff is up at instagram.com/prime_circle. That's where you can go and find out about the performances. And also Ross is on Instagram at Ross Learmonth as well. Marco Gomez, you're a champion. We respect you so much. And thank you for your time.
Thank you again. Have a good one.